Jessica, we're starting off with news about a petition available to recall Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin. What can you tell us about why this recall petition is out there?
So a district judge said that there was cause to proceed with a petition to recall Mr. Griffin, who represents District 2 of the Otero County Commission. Now, what happens next is that the voters from that district, that's District 2, there's approximately 1,574, will need to sign this petition in order to trigger a recall election. So once all those signatures are gathered, that election will go to the voters and they can make their choice on whether to keep Mr. Griffin as their county commissioner or to move in a different direction. Now, all of this is as a result of a lot of controversial issues surrounding Mr. Griffin, including a voucher for travel to D.C. that wasn't quite on the up and up. And, you know, his involvement in the events of January 6th at the Capitol building.
Okay, we'll stay updated with that story. I want to move on and talk about some news on fire restrictions being lifted in the area just before the 4th of July holiday. This was probably some welcome news for a lot of folks in the area.
Yeah, I mean, it was great news for Otero County in general. That meant that those who wanted to proceed with 4th of July celebrations could do so. You know, it was all thanks to a few days of soaking rains throughout the area. Fire restrictions are also lifted in Lincoln National Forest. Now, that doesn't mean that you can be less vigilant if you are, say, burning trash or starting a campfire. Officials did ask that anyone who is working with fire keep a close eye on it. We're not out of the woods yet, but there's definitely some leverage if you want to gather your family around a bonfire.
Okay, we're going to close with a story about the zoo. Some animals at the zoo in Alamogordo were relocated. What animals were relocated and where?
So Tiny and Winnie, who, if you are a fan of the Alameda Park Zoo, you guys know that these are the black bears there, and Rocky, who is a mountain lion, they were temporarily sent over to our sister zoo over in Spring River in Roswell. So they'll be held there. Meanwhile, their habitats in Alameda Park Zoo are updated. What we understand about the situation is that there's some structural issues that the staff in Alameda Park Zoo needs to address. It will take them a bit of time to get that out of the way, but in the meantime, you can take a trip on over to the Roswell Zoo to see your favorite zoo animals there and check out what Roswell has.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.